What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
That's right. It is What's Cooking. And on this segment, we have the duo Ben and Matt, also aka'd as Tough Tiger Fist. Welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Now, obviously, the comedy festival starts next month. Mm. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, the Tough Tiger Fist duo? Who are you?
Good question. I didn't take philosophy at Auckland Uni for nothing.
No.
So we're a comedy duo. We're from Waiuku. Do you know where Waiuku is?
Oh, that's way down south, isn't it? By the steel mill?
Is that, oh, yeah, the Greenberg steel mill.
Is that, wow, that's okay. It. I've never met someone from Waiuku, so...
we've met two.
I've met two today. Mm. Fantastic.
Yeah, so we grew up together in Waiuku, and when we left Waiuku to find our fortune in the Big Smoke, we started a comedy act. We do musical comedy, so that's sort of funny songs and jokes and that kind of thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wicked, like the Flight of the Conchords-esque.
Yeah, like sort of like Flight of the Conchords light or
yeah.
Diet Flight.
Well,
of the
if they're the fourth best comedy folk duo, what are you guys?
About the 12th.
About the 12th?
12th,
okay.
Yeah. That's, a third is good.
Yeah.
It seems like you're saying.
Ah, awesome. And when is your guys' show start? What are the dates for you guys' show?
Yeah, so it's 21st May to the 25th of May in Auckland.
Cool.
And we're playing at, is it 8:30 p.m.?
I think it's 8:15 in Auckland.
8:15, that's 8:15, very specific.
Yeah.
Just get there at 8 o'clock because, you don't want to be late.
Yeah.
And at Q Theatre.
Nice.
On Queen Street. So that's the dates for Auckland. We're also playing in Wellington. That's from the 7th to the...
11th.
11th.
Cool. Mm.
And that's at Cavern Club, same time.
Awesome. Now, you've selected some... sort of musical comedy songs for us.
Mm.
What should we crack into first? Because we got a bit of the Kranksky Sisters. We do have a bit of Fly the Conchords, David O'Doherty. What should we crack
yeah,
into?
Yeah, I mean, given we're already on the topic of the Fly the Conchords, we may as well listen to Fly the Conchords.
Flying
to right?
Fly the Conchords, true. Jenny, I guess, yeah, I like the song. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a pretty quintessential Fly the Conchords song. It's a really good, example of like their comedy style.
I think. And this is from their show that they did in New York, was it? Back in 2004, I think. I know the show. I've seen a few of these videos, but yeah, I think it's from that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's give it a play. This is, Flight of the Conchords doing their Jenny bit.
Thank you. We're Flight of the Conchords. Hey.
That's right, yeah.
This is Brett and I'm Jermaine.
We're from New Zealand and...
it's very exciting to be here in America. Quite a buzz.
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually very popular back in New Zealand. Sitting in the park.
I've just said hi. A woman in the park.
Well, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
You're looking good.
Pardon?
I said you're looking good.
Fair enough.
Jenny.
Pardon?
Jenny.
No, I'm sorry. I think you've mistaken me for somebody else.
No, it's me. I'm Jenny. My name is Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I...
yeah.
Oh, I thought, oh. What a hilarious misunderstanding. Nice to meet you, Jenny.
We've met before, quite a few times, actually.
Oh, yes, of course we have. I meant it was nice to meet you the time that I met you. Where was it that we met that time that I met you when I met you?
At a party.
That's right. Wasn't it one of those boring work parties?
No.
That's why I said, wasn't it? It was the party of a mutual friend. Was it? Wasn't it? Was it? Wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought so. Oh, Bobby.
No.
Doug.
No.
D-Dog.
No.
Maxwell.
No.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Yeah, Andy's party. That's right. Oh, Andy knows how to throw a party, doesn't he, Jenny?
Yeah, I love Andy's parties.
Oh, I love Andy's parties. Yeah. What crazy parties. How is that guy anyway?
She's good. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Andy hates it when I forget that.
We watched a movie.
Yeah. It was something like, but not necessarily, Schindler's List. We watched it and we wept.
It was Police Academy 4. We went for a walk.
On our feet, if I remember correctly.
We walked to the top of the hill and we ate sandwiches.
Oh, we'd just grab a sandwich and put it in our mouths. Oh, that's the only way to have sandwiches. Oh, Jenny, tell me, do you still walk? Do you still get into sandwiches in a big way?
I still walk a lot, but I'm not eating as many sandwiches as back then. Do you remember what we did up there at the top of the hill?
Kind of.
We were standing at the lookout.
Oh, I remember exactly what we did at the lookout. We just looked out across the city from a little spot on the hilltop. Oh, it's so pretty from way up there. We talked about how the lights from the buildings and cars seemed like reflections of the stars that shone out so pretty and bright that night.
It was daytime.
The daytime of the night.
Well, do you remember what you said to me?
Not word for word, actually, Jenny. But I remember there were some verbs.
Well, you said meet me here in 1 year. You just needed some time to clear your head. And you seem to have done that.
La 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 la.
We have a child.
Pardon?
We have a child.
Why didn't you tell me, Jenny? Why didn't you tell me that day when we went to the top of the hill and we made sweet, oh, how we made such sweet, sweet sandwiches? Does it have my eyes, my way with words? Does it look like me at all?
No, not at all, because we adopted him. I can't believe you don't remember. It was a very difficult process.
Are you sure that was me, Jenny?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was you, John.
I'm Brian.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no,
that's terrible.
Oh, don't worry.
How embarrassing.
Oh, don't worry, Jenny. Actually, I'm kind of relieved.
And that kind of thing just happens all the time. I just got one of those faces, I suppose.
So does John. He's got one of those faces as well.
Yes, that's the Flight of the Conchords performing Jenny back probably about 20 years ago. And it's still just as funny as it was back then. So obviously, you know, the Flight of the Conchords, they do, you know, folk rap and folk this and that, folk hip-hop and rock. What genres of music do you guys dwell into when you're doing your musical sketches?
Well, yes, obviously, you know, they're quite limited to just folk, whereas us skilled musicians sort of multi-genre.
Yes. Wait, what do you play? What do you guys play?
Ben plays a mean recorder.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I play a bit of kazoo.
The insults me all the time.
Yeah.
That's a lame joke. Scrub that from the air.
Can't do it, Ben. It doesn't work like that.
We play a bunch of different instruments. I play the piano. Matt plays the guitar primarily in this show that we're doing. But in previous shows, you know, we play the glockenspiel, the recorder, the melodica, the kazoo Matt mentioned.
Wow. Quite a plethora of instruments.
When we when they announced the Billy T nominees, we're nominated for the Billy T Award.
Fantastic.
When they announced the Billy T nominees, they wrote a paragraph about each of them in the Herald, and then it got down to us, and they just said Tough Tiger Fist is a, and then they put quotation marks, multi-instrumental comedy duo.
No.
And that was it.
But you guys also do not just musical comedy, but you're also doing as sort of other styles as well. Is that just sort of regular stand-up style between maybe some of the musical bits?
Yeah. So I mean similar to when we do a regular gig, similar to like how the Conchords did in that set, you know, you normally start with a little bit of material at the top, a joke or two, and then you start playing the song. But for this show is a theatre show that we're doing in May. So it's got a story. Matt and I both play characters. Matt Parker, he plays a policeman called Pat Marker. Ben Cleland... play a policeman called Ken Bleeland.
Nice.
And Ben also plays the police chief.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then and Matt, he does play the villain. Spoiler alert.
You can't be telling that.
Yeah.
And I also play a cat.
And what? So when you're auditioning for the part of the cat, what was that process like?
I just sort of went to Ben one day and I was like, oh, I think we should have a cat in the show, and Ben's like, I don't know how we're going to get a full cat in the show, and I said, I'll be the cat.
You'll be the cat.
And then he was like, yeah, better you than me.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a tail.
It was kind of weird because you brought out this full cat costume that you already had planned, and you're like, I think it should be this costume.
Yeah.
Right. You play a better cat than Ben.
We don't know that for sure, but I've committed to the bit. So
Fair.
I feel like I'm better at petting. Which is normally the human's role in the cat human relationship.
So if we buy tickets to this, we're going to see maybe a bit of Ben
some
petting,
heavy petting,
Matt. Yeah,
yeah. Not too heavy because it's R16.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But just heavy enough that it's like, oh yeah, glad this was R-rated.
Is that where the R-rating comes from? Just the petting.
There's no swearing or anything.
Oh, okay.
It's just the petting. It goes for about 45 minutes of just petting.
Oh my lord!
I'm just joking.
It was really great. We only had to write a 15-minute show.
Oh my gosh!
But people come for the petting, don't they? They don't come for the actual story.
So obviously, growing up in Waiuku, sort of away from the Auckland centre of brilliance, you know, because Auckland's such a great city, and you know, great things happen there. But Waiuku, sort of out of the way, you know, you'd have to drive if you wanted to see a comedy show. You know, what is it, an hour in traffic all the way into the city?
More than that.
More than that, hour and a half.
And when we were first starting out, Matt doesn't just live in Waiuku. He lives in Afitu, which is another, you get to Waiuku and then you keep driving for another 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh my Lord. So it's just crazy. But what made you guys want to get into comedy? Like, just, you guys thought it would be a fun time while you're at school, and you're like, yeah, let's just do this.
Well, when we're at school, I mean, I was a huge comedy fan, and so was Matt. I mean, this was something that we sort of bonded over.
Mm.
And I'd gotten into my head that if I did comedy at our school talent show, because the school talent show was like not that good. There was one guy who did a Michael Jackson impersonation. Mm. And then there was like, and then it was just like 10 girls who all just sang their like NCA level one exam song.
Nice.
Just again. Sometimes even with the teacher marking it, like that was just the exam. And so it was like there wasn't much variety. So I got it in my head, I'll do stand-up. And if I do stand-up, it'll be something different. And therefore, I will win. Mm. So I wrote this set. I can't even remember what jokes were in it, but they were the kind of thing that a 16-year-old boy would find funny. So probably shouldn't say any of them on the radio. And I showed my set to Matt. That I'd written out, and he said to me, I think I quote, "Oh my God, no, don't do that. That's not funny. Like, please, Ben, just don't do that."
Discouraging friends.
Like, I don't even have any notes except give up. But I did
just
it anyway.
Yeah.
I did it anyway, and I had a great time. I did not win the Michael Jackson impersonator one.
Oh, they always do, bastards.
In fairness, he did a really good Michael Jackson impersonation.
Yeah, he even threw on a few hee-hees.
He did a moonwalk.
Yeah,
and the moonwalk was enough talent to beat my comedy at that point.
Wow. And now, speaking of hee-hee moments, nice segue, Tuva. You've selected obviously a bunch of hee-hee songs for us. What should we play next for the folks at home? Is there anything in particular? We've got, what have you got? The Cranky Sisters, Weird Al.
Why don't we play the one that you picked, Matt, about
Bo Burnham.
Actually, I don't think we put that.
No, there's the oh no, I thought there was.
No, I don't think we did. If it's the Bransky Sisters.
No, I think it is. I think we actually foregoed the other video.
Look, let's just pick one at random have a listen and we can talk about it. And then we can talk about how your toenail fell off, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be great.
Very good. Well, let's play the Bransky Sisters doing Staying Alive. All right.
Now, please make welcome three sisters who have driven their Morris Major all the way here from their small hometown in Esk in rural Queensland, Australia, the Kransky Sisters.
We are the Kransky Sisters from Esk in Queensland.
Esk in Queensland.
This is my sister Eve.
Eve.
I'm Morn Kransky.
Morn Kransky.
This is our sister Dawn Kransky. Dawn is not of the same father as Eve and I. When her father came, our father left. The two brothers never spoke again. Eve and I, we've lived in the same house since we were five. We had a pet canary,
Gary,
but he impaled himself on our father's receipt spike. Our sister Dawn lives over in Mrs. Evermore's laundry in the house over the back fence. It's nice, isn't it, the laundry?
Nice, the laundry.
It's better than the room you had under our house, isn't it? Juice from the meat safe used to leak through the kitchen floorboards.
By the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Music loud and women warm, I've been kicked around since I was born, and it's all right, it's okay. You can look the other way, you can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a mother or whether you're a brother, you're staying alive. Feel as if you're breaking and everybody's shaking, and we're staying alive.
staying alive, staying alive. Wings of heaven on my shoes, I'm a dancing man, and I just can't lose.
Yes, that is the Kranksky sisters doing their version of Staying Alive. Now, Matt, you were saying that you watched that as a kid and you just thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I think that was probably...
I mean, he was still cracking up.
Like... Yeah.
That scream at the end.
It,
wow.
It was probably the first one of the first stand-up or like comedy clips I remember watching. And I thought that last part where... The three of them, and one of them doesn't talk the whole time, and the one that doesn't talk the whole time just screams right at the end. I just thought that was just hilarious.
Yeah.
When I was like 10. Yeah.
I'd never seen that clip before, and I had no idea who the Kranksky sisters were before you showed it to me, Matt. But I think it's a really good example about like how you can make a punchline with like literally no words. Like this person just does not talk the entire time. They play the tuba, and at the end they scream, and it's funny, and that's the punchline of the whole joke.
Yeah, I love
amazing.
It.
Amazing! Yeah. Oh my god! Now, if people want to get tickets to your show, where can they go to get them?
Yeah, so you can get them off the Q Theatre website, or you can also get them off the Comedy Festival website. So the Comedy Festival, I mean, if you just chuck that into Google, it'll be the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
Same with Q Theatre. I think it's just qtheatre.co.nz, but I might be wrong.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the show is called Star-Crossed Brothers.
Star-Crossed Brothers.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of characters, including a cat.
Including a cat.
And a policeman.
Two policemen.
Yeah. Three
policemen.
Three, yeah, you're right.
Not to give too much away.
Okay.
Four if we include the chief.
Yeah. And all characters.
All kinds of shenanigans happen.
They're all played by me and Ben.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And you guys have a Instagram people can follow if they're...
We're still a work in progress. No, we do. I just don't know the handle off the top of my head because
I'm quite a lazy
social media.
Tiger Fist official. Is our official handle.
We are the official Tough Tiger Fist.
Okay.
Don't listen to the other Tough Tiger Fist.
No.
It's just us.
The other Tough Tiger Fist who somehow got the tag first.
And someone else got the real Tough Tiger Fist, which is a fake account. It's actually a fan page.
Well, thank you for clearing that up. The official page is the one you have to follow, ladies and gentlemen.
Tough Tiger Fist on Facebook, TikTok, or any of them. Just the words Tough Tiger Fist searched up and we should pop up.
Hopefully. Beauty. And now, you guys are Billy T nominated comedians. How does that feel to be nominated as a comedian?
Fantastic.
I was going to say it feels a bit silly.
Silly? What are you talking about?
I can't believe it.
You can't believe it.
It doesn't really feel real in the sense that, like, I mean, Matt and I, we have actually been doing comedy for... I started doing comedy in, like, at comedy clubs, not just at the high school talent show in 2013.
Oh, so you didn't go straight from that to this? No, there was some.
There was a gap between us finishing high school.
And I finished high school and a couple of years late.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, yeah, I started in 2013. Matt started in, like, 2014, 15. We've been doing comedy for a really long time. We started doing Tough Tiger Fist as an act in about 2018. So it's been a really long grind, and there were certainly points in time where we felt like we weren't really getting anywhere. But to actually get the Billy T nomination, which has been like our goal for the longest time, it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you guys going to do any sort of overseas shows potentially? Maybe some other overseas comedy festivals in the future?
Yeah, if people want to like pay us some money in advance, that'd be helpful.
Just for the flights. You know.
Well, I think our show, particularly our show in Auckland this year, is selling really, really well. We actually already sold out Friday night, but we've managed to release some more tickets.
Wow.
If you're listening to BFM, get your tickets quickly.
Yeah.
I think maybe not this year, but we'll definitely be looking at reinvesting the money that we make from these shows into maybe doing Melbourne Comedy Fest. That's a goal of ours. Edinburgh Fringe is another, you know, dream destination.
Edfest would be incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
But currently, it's just Auckland, Wellington.
Just Auckland, Wellington.
Yeah.
Nice. But still a good effort. Yeah.
You kind of fly over the Tasman Sea on your way to Wellington.
Oh, like past New Plymouth.
Yeah. We're going overseas.
Technically, yeah.
We're going overseas.
The Tasman Sea. Well, we're going to go out to like Karaitake. We'll just run a circle.
You also kind of venture to the when you're going up to Auckland, you kind of venture to the right.
Yeah.
So you kind of actually are crossing two oceans at that point.
Technically, true. Yes.
Technically speaking, so Wellington is an international flight.
And your minds are going to be blown if you ever get to Christchurch, you know.
That's like time travel. You're just going back to like the 1800s. Yeah. Yeah. Terrible.
Terrible, terrible. No, we love Christchurch.
Yeah,
my dad's kind of from Christchurch.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in, guys, and talking about your show, which is running May. What's the name of the show again?
Star-Crossed Brothers.
Star-Crossed Brothers. And you can search that up on the Comedy Festival website and on Q Theatre, if you're coming to see it in Auckland. And now we're going to finish off with a bit of Weird Al Yankovic, which you guys are fans of.
This particular song, I think this was the second song I maybe ever purchased on like iTunes.
Wow.
I think I may know all the words to this song. Like I don't know what it was about this particular track when I was like, I don't know, 12 or something, but it really struck a chord with me.
I think it had a hold on our entire generation.
Yeah.
It was just everywhere. You couldn't escape it.
No. Well, this is White and Nerdy. Weird Al Yankovic.
No idea why I liked it so much. No idea.
Catchy,
no idea.
I guess. all the best for your show. And we'll try and come and catch that. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Please come.
All right. Weird Al Yankovic, White and Nerdy. You're on BFM.
Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40, I'll just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I could sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
They see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. While friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky. I'm nerdy in the extreme and whiter than sour cream. I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard? Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so wide and nerdy. Just because I'm wide and nerdy. Just because I'm wide and nerdy. All because I'm wide and nerdy. I'm wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. I'm just too wide and nerdy. Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.